You're listening to Sydney's Best Breakfast, Ben Fordham Live. And now, the UK Report.
Well, Boris Johnson has been cleared of any further punishment over those illegal parties during lockdown. Good morning, Adam. Hang on a moment. Let me track down Adam. Adam, sorry I missed you there. Tell me about Boris Johnson.
I'm just over here in the corner. Yeah, he, of course, did get fined in the first place. But yeah, you're right. No second fine. But the police investigation has concluded, a £500,000 police investigation, and we now know 126 fines were given to 83 people. So some were transgressing more than once. And the point of that is that we're not just talking about random members of the public. We're talking about 126 fines for 83 people in the core of government, politicians and civil servants, basically. And they were breaking the rules that they were setting when they were wagging their fingers at us and telling us what we could do and what we couldn't do. And a very interesting, lest we think this is actually over, a very interesting quote from Helen Ball, the Deputy Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police, who just said, "I'm sure people will be surprised and concerned about the outcome of our investigation," which suggests a little bit of dot, dot, dot to it. Plus the fact we still get the civil servants' Sue Gray report into this, and Parliament has yet to carry out its own investigation. So we're not quite done with it yet, and for many people it still sticks in the craw that the rule makers were the main rule breakers.
Yeah, he's got away with it in the end. Now, you told us about this couple who were going to come out and tell everyone about their record-breaking lottery win. Who are they?
They are the Thwaites, Joe and Jess Thwaite from Gloucestershire. He's a sales manager. She's a hairdresser. He's already quit his job. She's thinking about it. But, I mean, do you know what? They won their lottery win 8 days ago. So £184 million with 8 days' interest. I mean, that's interest that will probably buy a house, for instance. But a number of people are suggesting how the Thwaites might like to spend their money, apart from Dear Ben, here's a nice check for you. The Thwaites could buy 4 Caribbean islands with a few million to spare. They could buy 11 mansions in Mayfair. Or, my suggestion, 10 Bugatti La Voiture Noires, the world's most expensive car. The only problem with that is they've only made one. But otherwise, they could buy 10. Let's see if they survive the temptation to spend, spend, spend.
You got to feel happy for these people. We will chat to you Monday. Thanks, Adam.
Will do. Thanks,
Adam Ben. Gilchrist joining us from the UK.